From WBHM in Birmingham, I'm Andrew Yeager. Alabama Senator Doug Jones knows he faces an uphill battle for re-election. He's considered the most vulnerable Democratic senator running this year. His challenger is political newcomer and former Auburn University football coach Tommy Tuberville. WBHM has reached out on multiple occasions to Tuberville's campaign, inviting him to be on air, but we've yet to get a response. Meanwhile, I recently spoke with Jones and asked what he would like to see in a new coronavirus relief package.
I think that we have to address city and county governments. Our city and county governments are hemorrhaging. They have had to lay people off. We need more money for education without strings attached to it, as opposed to letting those school systems determine what's in the best course for the health and safety of their teachers. We need to extend unemployment benefits and make sure that folks who've lost their jobs through no fault of their own continue to have some benefits, because remember, that money goes back into the economy. We need more money for payroll protection plan and other services for our businesses. I could go on and on, Andrew. There is a whole list of things that we really need to do for the American people, because that doesn't even include all the money that we need for testing and to help ramp up a vaccine whenever we get one for distribution of that vaccine.
Well, another big issue in recent months has been racial injustice, sort of reemerged after the death of George Floyd at the hands of police in Minnesota. In terms of policing, you know, we did see discussion in Congress, some legislation this summer that would try to address some of these policing issues. Nothing has passed yet. But what do you see as being critical for any policing legislation?
The bill that I am a co-sponsor of would look at a number of things. And by the way, this bill, there's nothing about the bill that is set in stone. We need to get parties together and talk. I absolutely believe that there is ways that you can come to some agreements here that accomplishes the goal of making sure our police officers have the tools and training necessary to protect our citizens, but at the same time, rid the law enforcement of what I believe is a systemic racism that exists within those departments that I don't think law enforcement wants in there. We can do better training to try to rid the forces of racism. We can do better training to try to de-escalate situations. We can do better jobs of having transparency with regard to excessive force investigations and prosecutions. There's a number of things, and the bill that I'm on would give just that.
The death of Ruth Bader Ginsburg puts attention on women's issues, particularly abortion, and you are a supporter of abortion rights. How do you address that issue now when there are many in Alabama who strongly disagree with you? At the same time, you have women who are afraid a change in the high court will mean a whittling away of their rights.
I address it as what I believe to be an issue of health and women's dignity. I still believe that the way that the law is currently set up, that will allow women the dignity to make that choice themselves up to a certain point, is the appropriate way to go. And I am hoping that regardless of how this nomination turns out, that will continue to be the situation. The biggest problem that we've got in this is that everyone has deeply held beliefs, and I respect those beliefs. I really do. The problem that we've got, it has become a politically divisive issue. And because of that, people go to their corners and they don't come together and try to discuss those areas which we can find common ground. Areas like better education, better health care, better access to contraception, to reduce the number of women that have to make that very, very difficult choice. Those are the things that we need to be talking about.
Well, you are in a re-election fight, and one of the things you've gone after your opponent, Tommy Tuberville, about is for his involvement in a hedge fund. His partner was convicted of fraud. Now, Tuberville was not charged with anything. He did settle a civil lawsuit with investors for an undisclosed amount. Tuberville himself says he was duped by his partner. Why go after him on this? You know, this is the judicial system running its course.
No, it's not the judicial system running its course. People need to look at the documents that were involved. He was going to be reviewing the investment decisions. He, Tommy Tuberville, was going to be the one that was managing the day-to-day operations. So if he did not do that, then he lied to those investors. If he did do that, then he just played dumb when it comes to his deposition and folks bought into it. Victims don't pay other victims in lawsuits. Only defendants that did something wrong pay somebody money to settle a lawsuit. And so he is asking folks in Alabama to trust him. He failed in that obligation to his investors in his own company. Why should people trust him to fulfill his obligations and duties?
That's Democratic Senator Doug Jones. Jones faces a challenge from Republican Tommy Tuberville in November. We have invited Tuberville for an interview about his campaign, but he has not responded.